You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Texas is bracing for more potential flooding. Tropical Storm Bill made landfall yesterday, but the effects will be felt in Dallas and farther north as the storm travels. Most of the state is already saturated from record rains last month.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region.
That was meteorologist Bruce Sullivan. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says efforts to train Iraqi forces to fight ISIS have been slowed by a lack of recruits.
Of the 24,000 Iraqi security forces we had originally envisioned training at our four sites by this fall, we've only received enough recruits to be able to train about 7,000. In addition to 2,000 counterterrorism service personnel.
He testified earlier before the House Armed Services Committee. This is USA Headline News.
I want you to imagine for just one second, what would it be like if you grew up in a country where there were no Bibles? And while you're thinking about that, imagine this, hearing the gospel, but not having a Bible that you can actually study and learn from. There's something that I want you to be involved in that this show is committed to, and that is bringing Bibles to those in Africa. Only one in 14 Christians in Africa have their own Bible. Many people hear the word but don't have a Bible to study with. So that's why we've decided to partner with Bible League International to help bring those Bibles that are so needed to Africa. And the best part is it only costs $5 to provide a Bible to someone in Africa. If you want to talk about a donation that can have a massive impact, imagine $50 gives 10 Bibles to people that need them. $100 will send 20 Bibles to Africa. So right now, I'm asking you to call 1-800-YES-WORD and give at least $5 to provide a Bible for someone in Africa. That's 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673.
Russia is beeping.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this Live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
Secretariat, the spotlight at a news conference launching the report was on proposals to address sexual exploitation and abuse. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Still soaked from recent rains, Texas is now facing a drenching from Tropical Storm Bill. The storm made landfall shortly before noon today along Matagorda Island, with maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour before starting to weaken. Patrick Burke with the National Weather Service says severe weather in Texas could cause severe flooding and possible tornadoes.
This could still be a deadly storm as it moves inland and weakens. We'll continue to have intense rainfall and flash flooding, especially across Texas and Oklahoma.
Patrick Burke says rain in Texas and Oklahoma will be moving north afterwards.
The National Weather Service is forecasting between 4 and 8 inches of rain with this system from Texas up to Missouri, and isolated totals of 12 inches are possible.
Burke says the wet weather in Texas is related to the rain expected later this week in the east.
There is a large area of moisture that's out ahead of the tropical cyclone, and it's spread all the way to the east coast, so that's going to support heavy rain, but the actual tropical storm itself is well back over Texas.
Patrick Burke with the National Weather Service says while parts of the country deal with rain, the West is dry and hot.
There are excessive heat warnings in effect for some of the desert areas in the Southwest. And certainly we're getting into the wildfire season as well. And without any precipitation forecast in the next several days, that will be a possibility.
This is USA Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter and Chamber Radio weather. 76 degrees in Flemington right now, clear skies. No precipitation today. It's a beautiful day out there right now. Sun and clouds mixed today for June 17th. The high is 81 and winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy this evening with showers after midnight, a low of 59. Shows you that the humidity and is way down. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Rain showers early with overcast skies later in the day tomorrow. A high of 73. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Friday the 19th, partly cloudy and a high of 84. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday in the morning hours will become overcast in the afternoon. A high near 80. Father's Day, thunderstorms. A high of 85. South-southeast winds shifting to west-southwest. Chance of rain 90%. That's got to change. And Monday the 22nd, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny and a high of 88. Temperatures in our area, 67 in Tewksbury, 71 in town of Clinton, 69 in Quakertown, 66 over in Phillipsburg, Alexandria, 68 in Frenchtown, 71 in Hopewell, and 78 in Raritan. Big variety out there right now. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We'll be right back. Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about any day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. One of the more obscure songs written and performed by Billy Joel, The Root Beer Rag. We'll find out a little bit about that, celebration observances for the week and the day in just a few minutes. But just goes to show you the breadth of Billy Joel and what he's able to accomplish with genres that he writes for. It is 10 after 8. Time for us to look at what's going on in Hunterdon County roads. Going right over to HERTTMA.com to find out more about it. Here we go. Well, maybe not. There we go. Thank you. All right, register with HERTTMA.com to get your information on roads, local roads, and the issues that we are having with them. All right, here we go. Got an incident in Northampton, PA at 7:09 a.m. Accident at 78 eastbound between exit 71 PA 33 north to US 22 milepost 73. There's a lane restriction. All right, so that's the first one. Congestion in Berkeley Heights, 78 as of 7:14. 78 eastbound exit 43, County Route 655 Diamond Hill Road in Berkeley Heights. Delays due to volume. And 78 in Bedminster, area of exit 26, County Route 665, Rattlesnake Bridge Road in Bedminster, delays due to volume. So everybody has decided to show up on Route 78 today. So all of those are making your travel from Pennsylvania all the way to the east coast of New Jersey a little bit more difficult today. That's it for right now. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. And at 8:30, we'll talk with Michelle. We had an update in the markets, even though nobody expected it. So we'll find out what's happening there. The Fed is supposed to comment today at 2 o'clock. So Michelle Heide will give us some insight as to what that's all about. Maybe there was some assumptions made that will not be much more than... rhetoric at this point, or maybe Greece has finally figured out what they need to do to get their act together. Who knows? So we'll talk with Michelle around then, and then 8:40 I have Diane Lane from D&L Travel. She will be in the house. She's coming over here to talk about travel from 8:40 to 9 o'clock, and the reason she's coming is she's bringing an entourage. We're going to talk about tours to Israel today from 9 to 10. She's got some folks that she is connected with in the travel industry who want to talk about tours to Israel. And I quite honestly know very little about Israel. So looking forward to having that chat and learning a lot from those folks. So we'll talk with them then. And then Modern Design, Richard Scuderi, our man on the street, man at the fairgrounds, is on from 10 to 11. Modern Design, where he talks with different folks, brings on different guests to talk about inexpensive but really great solutions, affordable and realistic solutions for interior design. So Richard Scuderi is on from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, we're doing a rewind of Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim's enjoying the graduation of her child from one of the high schools here, and so Kim has decided, obviously, to celebrate there. She's raising conscious kids and needs to be part of that celebration. So we're going to play every play from last week where Kim has interviewed Richard G. from our radio station about being a father and Father's Day. So we'll talk with, we'll hear from Kim from 11 to 12. And at noon, it's Counselor Chat. That's Ruth All Tomorrow Roll. And Ruth is a counselor here in Flemington. She has got a practice for nearly 30 years in Flemington. She does her radio show, Counselor Chat. And I know she posted on Hunting Chamber Radio yesterday, so I'm looking for what she had to say. She says, what happened to it? Let's see. She says that, there it is. Ah, okay, so cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT and DBT, can just be letters of the alphabet. However, they also represent powerful tools to good health, mental health. So listen to Ruth All Tomorrow Roll today at noon to learn about CBT, DBT, and how you can learn about it and apply it to your mental health. That'll be on today at noon. Moving on to 1 o'clock, it's the Young Professionals of Hunterdon County. Gina Lentini is on, talking about how it is to run a business as a 20-something. Modern Design, Design Dilemma 2 is on from 2 to 3, where Richard Scuderi's back in the...
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
The Democrat reported on the 16th that for as long as one can remember, a Califon public school starts off the day with the sound of a bell tolling. Instructional aide Barb Tiger said the tradition dates back to at least the 1950s and probably earlier. Every day, the school's head custodian, George Fox, asks a student to help ring the bell in the morning. He starts the year off with the assistance of one of the preschool children and works his way up to the third grade and includes any students that are new to the school as well. Next year, much to the dismay of all, Fox will not be leading the ringing of the bell. After 26 years of dedicated service, Fox is retiring. In addition, Tiger, who has worked in several different capacities at Califon Public School, is also retiring after 35 years of service. Both will be sorely missed. In honor of Tiger's service, Fox thought it would be a nice token of appreciation to let her help ring the bell on Tuesday, June 16th, and Fox is slated to ring that bell on the last day of school, Thursday, June 18th. How about that? What a great tradition and a great remembrance of those two people who have probably made so many kids' lives much more valuable and more fun at Califon Public School. That is why that is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you.
Time for celebrity birthdays. Here we go. The old disc jockey almanac says that novel romance, Callie and Noelle Sheldon are 13 today. From Home and Away, Rebecca Breeds is 28. When a Stranger Calls, Esher Holloway is 28. From Cult, Marie Avropoulos is 29. Short Term, John Gallagher Jr. is 31. From actor and The Nutty Professor, Jamal Mixon is 32. The 100-Foot Journey, Manish Dayal is 32. Doctor Who, Arthur Darvill, 33. Tennis champion Venus Williams is 35 today. The Bourne Ultimatum, Scott Adkins is 39. Still standing, Jennifer Irwin is 40. From Smiling Fish and Goat on Fire, Stephen Martini is 40. The Blair Witch Project, remember that? Joshua Leonard is 40. Film director, Now You See Me, Louis Leterrier is 42. Dancer, singer, actress, Paulina Rubio is 44. Actor in Wet Hot American Summer, Michael Showalter is 45. From Saturday Night Live, Will Forte is 45. The Lost Boys, Jason Patrick, 49. The Waltons, Cammie Coulter is 50. Bewitched, Aaron Murphy is 51. Little Miss Sunshine, Greg Kinnear is 52. Actor in Sideways, Thomas Hayden Church is 55. The Bold and the Beautiful, Daniel McVicker is 57. Producer, director of There's Something About Mary.
And welcome to Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our show is all about being interactive with the local community. We're going to give you a couple of ways to reach me here, to contact me and learn all about design. Our phone lines are open. We're a little bit delayed this morning due to a technical difficulty, but the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to reach me by text, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been in the industry for 16 years, doing everything from simple color consultation to building buildings, doing kitchens, bathrooms, all sorts of renovations. If you're going to sell your home, I can stage it for you. If you need to have any sort of external work done, any landscaping, anything along those lines done, I have a showroom at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza within Rugs to Riches. And we're here to help you. We're here to help anything that you have as far as design questions, ideas, that type of thing. I also wanted to mention that, and I didn't get to mention this on this morning's show, that I actually am having some upcoming appearances. Well, I will come to your organization and speak on design, and people can ask questions as well. We have a series called Stump the Designer, where I'll come to your home. If you're having a party, I'll come to your business or organization and speak about design. What's hot, what's trending. We took pictures. We get ideas, and it's kind of a nice interactive something different to do. Okay, I'm going to take my first email here, and this comes from Teresa Q, and this looks like it comes from Brooklyn, New York. And it says, I'm just closing on my new home, and I don't like the configuration of rooms. I want to move them around. What can I do? Do I have to keep my living room, This is quite similar to, I think, a situation we had last week. Sometimes you go into a house and rooms are set up for a specific purpose. Perhaps there's a lot of children and they had to take a space and make maybe a dining room into a bedroom, or they had to, or they move things around a little bit. What I tell people, there's no hard and set rules on how rooms should be set up. The kitchen is not necessarily always in the back. Sometimes it's in the front. Sometimes it's in the middle. Sometimes there's a formal dining room. Sometimes there's not a formal dining room. Sometimes there's a family room and no living room. And sometimes there's a living room and no family room. So there's no rhyme or reason to how rooms work up. I say that you have to work with a configuration that works best for your home. So just because a room has been designated as a living room or a dining room doesn't mean that you can't make it work for you. The one thing you want to keep in mind is you want the rooms to be able to flow into each other and to make sense. For example, you wouldn't want to have to go through a bedroom, someone's bedroom, to get to another room. So that would never work. But as long as the space works for you, that's the most important thing. Don't feel that you have to be. Tied to the existing floor plan. Okay, my next one was from Twitter during the week, and it said, "I am selling my house. What are some general rules to get the house ready for sale?" Okay, this is something that comes up a lot. We talk about staging a lot. I guess people are at different stages of their life and they're ready to sell. Times have changed, and most people are not, in fact, looking for fixer-uppers. They want a house that looks like a showplace, whether it be the media, these TV programs, or what have you. The impression now is whether you're selling a brand-new construction home and you go look at the model, or you're selling a 30-year-old home, the expectation is that it should look like a model, both in the pictures and media before you look at it. And then when you go to the home, it should be staged or set up like a model. And that's where people like myself come in. I also do have my real estate license, so I have some insight into real estate. I will go in. I will pare down your accessories. I'll bring in my own things if I need to do that if the house is pretty empty. I have furniture rental and so on. But in this case, it's Carol F. And Carol F. is getting ready to sell her house. And she has a picture. She sent me a picture of what her house looks like, which looks quite nice. A couple of things that I might suggest to her is one, outside could always be power washed. Nothing like a fresh power wash on the building and on the walkway. That's something that always makes things look better. Number two, outside also is trim the hedges a little bit. They're very neat, but a little bit smaller hedges, probably where you show off more of the house, is a good idea. I always tell people that when they're getting ready to stage a house, what they should do, absolutely, is go to the end of the curb and take a look at it and take a picture of it. We don't always take that much time when it's our own house. We usually come in a side door, we're in or out. But walk like you are somebody who's never seen your house before and take a picture of it and see what could be different. Make sure the windows have been washed. If you don't do them yourselves because they're very labor intensive, go ahead and have somebody come in and wash the windows. That makes a huge difference. Make sure that the roof doesn't have any streaks on it, and then we'll go inside the house. There should be no clutter on the floor. Everything should be put away. When you come into the house, there should be definitely a pleasing smell, not a overly floral smell, but some sort of a pleasing smell when you come through the house. Make sure that there are no very over-the-top paint colors. There's nothing wrong with having a blue room or a red room. But make sure that we don't have neon colors, that's for sure. Make sure the house is clean. Clean is key. Clean says to people that you care about the space that you live in. So that's always something that you have to think about, that the house is clean and so on. And that there's a minimum amount of furniture. I often tell people, if you have the ability, get a storage unit and take things out. Have a couple of pieces of furniture so that it looks like there's plenty of room. And a rule of thumb is in every room you're in, walk completely around the room. If you can walk around your furniture, then you're in good shape. So those are some of the things that I suggest that you can do to get your house ready for sale. And we're just about to go to news, and we will be back with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Again, if you'd like to reach me here live in the studio, it's 908-237-0410.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Texas is bracing for more potential flooding. Tropical Storm Bill made landfall yesterday, but the effects will be felt in Dallas and farther north as the storm travels. Most of the state is already saturated from record rains last month.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region.
That was meteorologist Bruce Sullivan. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says efforts to train Iraqi forces to fight ISIS have been slowed by a lack of recruits.
Of the 24,000 Iraqi security forces we had originally envisioned training at our four sites by this fall, we've only received enough recruits to be able to train about 7,000 in addition to 2,000 counterterrorism service personnel.
He testified earlier before the House Armed Services Committee. This is USA Headline News.
I want you to imagine for just one second, what would it be like if you grew up in a country where there were no Bibles? And while you're thinking about that, imagine this, hearing the gospel, but not having a Bible that you can actually study and learn from. There's something that I want you to be involved in that this show is committed to, and that is bringing Bibles to those in Africa. Only 1 in 14 Christians in Africa have their own Bible. Many people hear the word, but don't have a Bible to study with. So that's why we've decided to partner with Bible League International to help bring those Bibles that are so needed to Africa. And the best part is it only costs $5 to provide a Bible to someone in Africa. If you want to talk about a donation that can have a massive impact, imagine $50 gives 10 Bibles to people that need them. $100 will send 20 Bibles to Africa. So right now, I'm asking you to call 1-800-YES-WORD and give at least $5 to provide a Bible for someone in Africa. That's 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673.
Russia is beefing up its weapons, but Secretary of State John Kerry says Russian President Vladimir Putin may be posturing.
It's really hard to tell, but nobody should hear that kind of announcement from the leader of a powerful country and not be concerned about what the implications are.
Yesterday, Putin warned that any U.S. military buildup in Eastern Europe would have dangerous consequences and that his country plans to acquire 40 intercontinental ballistic missiles. The FIFA ethics prosecutor says he is prepared to open more cases against officials as part of the investigations into the bidding for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. Earlier today, Swiss Attorney General Michael Lauber detailed evidence from banks in Switzerland of possible money laundering during the bidding contest won by Russia and Qatar.
Our investigation is of great complexity and quite substantial.
He says the case could affect the World Cup hosting decisions. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Retailing giant Amazon.com is pushing back against some of the FAA's ideas about drones. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Amazon is angling to get its proposed Prime Air service off the ground, and appearing before a House panel, a company executive said it disagrees with the FAA's contention that using sense and avoid technology on drones poses a safety issue. Paul Meisner also says states and other municipalities should not be allowed to add to federal regulations for drones.
Uniform federal rules must apply.
Amazon would like to use drones to deliver packages of up to 5 pounds in 30 minutes or less. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Greece's central bank is warning the country could face an exit from the Euroblock and even the European Union if it does not reach a deal with bailout creditors by the end of the month. The Bank of Greece says Greeks could also face a deep recession and a dramatic decline in income levels. Tomorrow, Eurozone finance ministers will discuss how to reach a deal with Greece to get it more rescue loans. The U.S., five world powers, and Iran are discussing the nuclear agreement. The sides disagree on the main elements of a nuclear deal that would curb Tehran's ability to make atomic weapons in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. Iran's supreme leader has for weeks rebuffed U.S. demands that the U.N. nuclear monitors have access to their military sites and nuclear scientists. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for 16 years. I also have my real estate license, so I do a lot of staging and getting people's homes ready for sale. I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza within Rugs to Riches. And I handle everything from simple color consultation to actually building structures and properties. I can get your house ready for sale. I can power wash and take care of your deck and window cleaning, maintenance issues, landscaping issues. Also, I do public appearances. If you'd like to have me come out to your home for a party or come to your organization and speak on the state of interior design, you can always reach me at area code 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. I also want to thank the listeners for the show. I've been getting a lot of texts and emails with their design questions, and it's nice to have them. Send your pictures if you can do that with those texts and pictures. It helps me to talk about the problems and the dilemmas on the air. It is now 2:36 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on the air till 2:58. And you can call in here at the studio if you'd like. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. My next question comes from, it looks like Ida, and it says, I have some clutter in my basement. I can't seem to make it work. Do you have any ideas? Okay, this is the one that I'm dealing with right now. And there's two things that I'd like to say about clutter in a basement. Number one is I have a client in Somerset who has a similar situation. She had a lot of stuff, and she didn't want to get rid of anything. And she had things that had value and sentimental value. So I started with her with just going to a big box center, and I bought her open shelving. And then what we did is we organized by category. We had a series of shelves in succession against a wall, and then we labeled each shelf. And then we had everything easy for her to find. So sometimes when you have closed storage, you never see things again because you can't remember. But in this case, it was a very it was a good solution. We must have bought, I don't know, about 12 shelves that were five tiers high. And each item, whether it be boxed or by itself, were easy to reach, easy to find. And we put them on pallets on the bottom, so God forbid there's water in the basement, we were in good shape. So that was a good solution. For some people, there are things that they want to keep, but they need to, they could necessarily be out of sight. That was another customer I had where we used stock lumber, painted out white, and we built closed shelving, a big long wall of closed shelving that pulled out. And we were able to get rid of all the mess because in that basement it was finished. So we didn't want open boxes and pallets. And that was another way to get rid of the clutter in the basement. Here's my rule at this stage of my life. If you're not going to use something within 6 months, it's time to throw it out. Give it to somebody else who can use it, donate it. But I think we all hold on to stuff a little bit too long, including myself. So getting rid of clutter, after you've done it, it does make you feel very good. The next question I got as an email, and it says, I'm opening up a small sandwich shop in Madison, New Jersey. It is a blank slate. Any ideas on how to warm it up and make it look nice? The only thing I have to go with is there's stainless steel in the kitchen, which is open that you can see. All right. Yes. So and I spoke to this gentleman on the phone. His name is Sam. And because we're doing a restaurant, I kind of like to use warm colors when you're doing a restaurant. I like, for food, I like orange, I like reds, I like yellows, I like bright colors in that space, things that are appetizing. I like to display food items. I like when you come into a space and you get a feel for food right away. You feel warmth, you see food displayed when you first come in. Often I will do some decorative painting in restaurants, something that's a little bit whimsical and interesting to look at when you're waiting to sit down. Sounds like I need a little bit more information here, but those are some, I think, good ways to get started, and I'd be glad to talk to you further about your restaurant. Okay, my next question comes from Chris C. This was also an email, and it said, I finally had my last child, have my last child out of the house, and I wanted to do something with their bedroom. It's a 10 by 12 room. I always wanted a library. Is that possible? Actually, it is. I've done that before for people. There's that empty nest syndrome, and you have these rooms that you're not using, and you're not ready to sell your house. And it's sort of very easy to convert a bedroom into a library. It's not a big space, 10 by 12, but it certainly can be easily done. I don't know if the room has wall-to-wall carpet, but probably I'd want to remove the carpet. And if you have hardwood floors, that's kind of a nice look. And then you can just do stock bookshelves. You can put bookshelves up that go to the ceiling. They can be either stained or painted. And I'd probably paint the room a darker color so it has that kind of look. And we want to make sure that we have some good task lighting so you can read. I take the beds out, all the furniture out. I probably put in maybe a nice Chesterfield sofa and a couple of chairs, so maybe some wing chairs with an ottoman so you can put your feet up. And let's fill up those bookcases with some interesting and good books, maybe some swing lights and some art, you know, some low light on the bookshelves themselves. And you have yourself pretty inexpensively a library and a room that you can probably sit in and enjoy. My next question is from Bob R., and it looks like he's from Bedminster, New Jersey. And he says, I always wanted a wine cellar. Can you give me some ideas on how to decorate it? I already have the wine racks, but nothing else in the room. Okay, I'm doing a wine cellar in Ringo's right now, so I have just new experience in doing a wine cellar. This is the first time I'll be doing one as well. I happen to like tile in basements. I've said that many times before because tile is impervious to water. So I'd probably suggest some sort of a rustic tile as big as you possibly can get, like 20 by 20, a very big tile, maybe done it on a bias on the angle or straight, but a very rustic tile is a nice look for a wine cellar. I don't know if you have sheetrocked walls or not, but if you have some sheetrocked walls, get some warm colors, caramels, gold, some warm colors of paint on the walls. You'll have your racks. And then I like a bar in the room. I usually do a couple of high top tables around so people can sit. It's a great space to entertain, to do, you know, cocktails downstairs in the basement in the wine cellar. And then I would do a small bar, whether you went out and bought a bar or you built a bar. Having a bar in your wine cellar is great. It's a great staging spot to do a party, to enjoy yourself. Have a little bar with stools, even if it's just little as three or four stools and a couple of round tables. And you have a really nice wine cellar there and things that people will talk about when you entertain. Okay, my next question is from Kathy G. And this looks like she's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And her question to me is, my father-in-law just passed away recently, and we inherited some of his things. We don't want to throw them away, but don't like everything that we have and want to fit it into my decor. All right. That's something else that happens from time to time where you inherit people's things and you don't necessarily want to give them because they're memories of that person. And that's where a designer comes in. I had a situation that was somewhat similar. I had a couple that was moving in together, and it was the gentleman's house, and the new wife wanted to incorporate some of her sentimental things into the husband's house that he wasn't necessarily happy with. But he asked me to come in the same sort of situation and make them work. So I would suggest in that case you take out all the items that you're going to use, and let's find some commonality. Sometimes the commonality is just as simple as color. Maybe they're of a simple, you know, a certain color combination, and then we can do something. Get maybe some sort of a cabinet, a curio cabinet, a display case, a bookshelf that we can put these items on and make them look good but not overcome the room. So that's kind of a nice way to do it. Also, things like maybe pictures of the person that had passed. Maybe if they have some pictures, you can do a gallery wall. Maybe you want to have some different pictures of their life, incorporate them in your own family and do a picture wall on your house and nice frames that are related to each other. But there are certainly ways that you can take stuff that you wouldn't necessarily buy and then find a way to make them assimilate into your house and still be their things, but not be so prominent and look good. Okay, let's move on here. This was a text that I received this morning. And okay, this comes from Beth, and it says, we are about to downsize to a smaller house out of state, and I'm not sure what to do with my things. Do you have any suggestions? Well, this comes up a lot lately. I don't know what your things look like and so on, but sometimes there's some value to the things that you have, and it is very expensive to move if you're going to be moving out of state. So one of the things you can do is have a garage sale or an estate sale and see how well you do with it. And another thing is, if the money isn't the issue, donating. I always feel donating. The Salvation Army is a great way to donate. If you want to just get rid of it, you have 1-800-JUNK. You have a lot of ways to get rid of your things. Again, donating, I always feel, is the best. Try a garage sale. eBay is another way to get rid of some things. But I think that's a good idea because you're going to find when you come to your new space that you're going to want to bring new things into the space. So don't spend all that money to drag the things down to your new location and then wind up having to get rid of them there. Okay, we are at 2:45, and I'm going to take some commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing this show, the second show, Modern Design 2, a more interactive show, for a couple of weeks now. Our phone lines are open for another 10 minutes or so. The phone number here to reach me live in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you like to text me, I get a lot of texts and emails. The text number for texting is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And you can always email me at CajunMaven, that's M-A-V-I-N, at AOL.com, and I'll be glad to read your questions. I save them up during the week. I get them throughout with pictures, and then I read them on Wednesday on the air. And hopefully we'll find some commonality out with my listeners, and maybe I can help you with your design dilemmas as well. Okay, my next one comes to me from, this looks like it's Roseland, New Jersey. That's a new one. We haven't had that before. It says, my bathrooms are very dated, and we'd like to update them. Not sure we have the budget. Is this a project that we can take on ourselves, DIY? Well, I don't have pictures of your bathrooms, caller, but I will say this. There's not a lot to a bathroom unless you have a massive suite. If you have older bathrooms, basically you have typically a commode, a sink, and maybe a tub-shower combination. So if you're not going to displace where those things are, if you're going to keep them in the same order, often, you know, it's a matter of just putting new fresh surfaces in. So if you're able to do the, if you have the muscle power and you're able to do the heavy lifting yourselves, and you can rip out existing tile and vanities and so on, and you have a fresh surface, it is, you know, it's possible to do it as a DIY project. It is a lot of work and more work than you think. And sometimes when you do demo, other things do happen. But if you're going to keep your commode in the same place and your vanities and sinks in the same place, often you can do things very affordable. I always suggest, and it depends on the price point, but I always suggest going white. If you have bathrooms that are blue or pink or yellow, those kind of colors, I like to make everything neutral white and then put the color on the walls and in the towels and so on. So my suggestion, if you have several bathrooms to do, I kind of like a commonality in bathrooms. I'd probably replace all the toilets. The toilets today are so much more water efficient. I'd probably do all white comfort height toilets. I would do new vanities with white undermount sinks. You can use any of the big box stores, or I buy a lot of my vanities and commodes from Ferguson. They're a official Kohler dealer, and they have a nice quality product, and they can get it for you pretty quickly. As far as tub and shower is concerned, that's a little bit more complicated sometimes. We might want to do a new shower enclosure if you have an acrylic one. Do actually a good shower pan that's tile, and then maybe a shower wall that's white clean subway tile. I'd probably go to some resources and have the shower, if there's a shower in the space, be a frameless shower enclosure, and paint out your walls. And you know, it is possible to do it as a DIY project. You might also want to contact an interior designer to just get sort of a look for each bathroom and give you some ideas and general information, and then go from there and try to tackle that yourself. But I always encourage people, if they have the time and the need to try something themselves, to try it, see if it's something that's for you. If not, you can always call a professional to get it done. My next question, comes from Highland Park, New Jersey. This looks like it's Grace from Highland Park, New Jersey. And this is talking about her her dining room. She has she likes her dining room set. She inherited it from her grandmother, but the set is too big for her new home. Do you have any suggestions? Okay, this happens actually a lot when people move, depending upon the time frame. A long time ago, dining room sets were a lot smaller because people were smaller and the chairs were smaller, and I was changing out the chairs to be bigger. But sometimes, depending upon how old the set is, the pieces might be very big. And then if you have a home or maybe a townhome or a smaller home, dining room space, it might be hard to do. Some of the things that I've been doing lately with dining room sets, if the table is good, I think the table is the key. If you have a good table, keep the set. Chairs could be changed out very easily. I would probably take the existing chairs that you have, not throw them away, but put them down in the basement or get rid of the chairs. And then I would go with an armless upholstered chair. They have a much simpler profile. They're a lot smaller. They're modular. You can move them to other rooms. If you have company, you can take one of those dining room chairs that are soft upholstered chairs into another space, and they work. And I'd make sure that none of the chairs have arms, so they have a smaller, thinner profile. Now, I don't know, because you didn't send a picture, of whether this dining room set has a sideboard and a china closet, but I find I'm not using china closets anymore. They've sort of become somewhat passe. So if you have a china closet and a sideboard with the set, I would lose the china closet. Again, eBay is a great thing, or perhaps you want to keep it with the set downstairs if you go to sell it. I'd probably pull the china cabinet out. I do like a sideboard, so if you can keep the sideboard, that's always a good thing to have, because when you're serving and you want to put your food and beverages off the side so you have more room on the table, it's nice to have a sideboard. So if you can keep it, the sideboard with a nice mirror above it, which will make the room look bigger, and the table itself, and then put new smaller chairs around, you'll probably be in good shape. All right, and let's see here. The next question is, wallpaper one again. Okay, this one says, I would like to add wallpaper to my house, good or bad idea, and it doesn't give me a name of the person. Probably because they're too afraid to admit they like wallpaper. If I said it once here, I think I said it 100 times, that I really like wallpaper. The thing about wallpaper was, is people were over wallpapering. Back in the 80s and early 90s, people were wallpapering hallways and kitchens and bathrooms. And there was so much conflicting wallpaper, and with fruit and this and birds, it was just over the top. That being said, a large house that has sheetrock walls in every space, it gets a little boring. So try some wallpaper that's just a texture, grass paper, linen, some sort of a textured paper is very good, and something that you can put prints on, and it just gives it a little bit of texture, and that's a good way to start. Well, we're at 2:58. Went a little quick today. We had a little technical difficulties in the beginning, but I think we got some good questions in. And I will see you next week with another episode of Modern Design at 10 and Modern Design 2 at 2 o'clock. Thank you, and we will see you next week with more of Modern Design.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan.
Texas is bracing for more potential flooding. Tropical Storm Bill made landfall yesterday, but the effects will be felt in Dallas and farther north as the storm travels. Most of the state is already saturated from record rains last month.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region.
That was meteorologist Bruce Sullivan. Defense Secretary